24 minutes past seven. Royal wills are usually sealed, hidden from private view. But this year, a death duties file for Princess Louise was released to the National Archives, revealing what she left and to whom. Louise was Queen Victoria's fourth daughter. She was a rebel. She was an artist. She supported women's education and suffrage. She died in 1939, aged 91. And the papers show that she left significant sums of money, fabulous jewellery, art collections, but also debts, like 15 shillings to a tobacconist's in St James.
One of Princess Louise's last public appearances, caught by Pathé News in 1934, meeting pearly kings and queens in Kensington Gardens.
Under the patronage of Her Royal Highness the Princess Louise, Duchess of Argyll, the costless fair in aid of the Young Women's Christian Association offers fun in plenty.
In the black and white newsreel, the princess is a smiling, elegant woman, still slim in her late 80s. She died 5 years later, at the end of 1939, leaving an estate worth over £70 million in today's money, mostly in stocks and shares, and some unpaid debts, like 15 shillings for cigarettes at R. Lewis Limited, a local tobacconist. I showed the files to Louise's biographer, Lucinda Hawksley. We talked outside the National Archives in Kew, in front of some slightly noisy fountains. She told me Louise was a lifelong smoker.
She had to keep this hidden from her mother. Queen Victoria was furious about anybody smoking. So Bertie, the future King Edward VII, was always deeply frustrated by the fact that whenever he went to Windsor Castle, his mother would make sure that all the smoking rooms were closed off. And Louise, of course, his sister, was just desperate to go and smoke with him. And they took great joy when Bertie became king that all the smoking rooms were opened up and Princess Louise was able to smoke in public and in freedom for the first time.
In Kensington Palace, Princess Louise occupied grand apartments, now home to Prince William and his family. The papers show the rooms were packed with artworks, some her own, some by her contemporaries and friends, others by great artists of the past. Her extensive jewellery collection included incredibly valuable pieces, like a diamond brooch worth close to £5,000 in 1939, almost as much as her country estate in Surrey. But there's no trace of the famous Inga Mawk ruby, the crown jewel of Burma, which Queen Victoria is believed to have given her. The royal historian, Michael Nash, suspects it was kept elsewhere, or that she gave it away.
I do. The trouble with these famous jewels is that they're red-hot property, you know. Dare you wear them in public, or dare you let people know where they are? Because and this one has a very dynamic providence, and the Burmese want it back, of course.
Princess Louise left most of her estate to Prince George, the Duke of Kent, her great-nephew, and another unconventional royal. Some money went to other family members, to her friends, her many charities, supporting women and children. Officially, Louise had no children of her own, though Lucinda Hawksley believes she had an illegitimate son. These documents don't support that, but many of the individual names are redacted.
All the redactions are extremely mysterious, and there's one little paragraph in it that is fascinating to me. It's where they're talking about her wishes and how her various papers and bequests should be carried out. And there's mention of a notebook which contains secret bequests, but this, there's nothing else given there. This is it. It's the one mention.
More documents are due to be released in a few years' time. But a handwritten note in these files shows Princess Louise asked two friends to go through all her private papers and destroy those they thought ought not to be preserved.
Sancho Berg reporting there. It's 28 minutes past seven, and here is Richard again with the sport.
Thank you.